This is a test audio boot to see whether the whether something unusual has happened this morning on audio boot, whether it's a one-off or whether my account has been reduced to 2 minutes and 34 seconds because I reached maximum recording time at 2 minutes and 34 seconds. It slightly bothered me, the change of leadership at Audioboo for some time now, because I have a 20-minute account and have had one for a very long time, and I've had that account as a result of the generosity of Mark Rock and his team originally, and I think it was a way of acknowledging or thanking me for the total amount of content that I was putting up on Audioboo, although I've never had a discussion with Mark Rock about it. I simply found myself one day having a 20-minute allowance and being very pleased to have that. Now, you could say that I got a freebie, and I did get a freebie, and I haven't really spoken publicly about this ever before. I'm more than happy to, I mean, if the freebie is withdrawn, I will understand it. I could understand the new regime deciding that they were going to do a house cleanup and, you know, remove legacy stuff from the Mark Rock days. I could understand that. I am not sure what I would do myself if I was faced with the kind of issue about what to do about the previous CEO's friends, if you like. I might decide that enough is enough. We need to be, you know, thoroughly commercial here, and we can get... there's no reason to think that Paul O'Mahony is going to withdraw his account and cease producing content. And anyway, I could imagine a new regime saying that having a different set of priorities, as they'd been totally entitled to do, because they're after all charged with the financial health of and the brand development of Audioboo. So it would be entirely understandable. What wouldn't be understandable to me, and what I think would be reprehensible, would be that I would suddenly discover, without having had a chance to do anything about it, that my account has been changed from what it was to a much reduced situation, because I use the account for more than personal pleasure and satisfaction. I certainly use it for that purpose, but I also use it for work purposes. And the idea that I would, on the day of going to the Web Summit in Dublin with considerable plans to make a number of podcasts, would be shocking and very awkward. If that actually happens, I won't faff around. I'll immediately contact Audioboo, or I'll immediately go onto their website, pay my money, and talk about what has happened afterwards, because I don't have the time today to do anything to lobby to Audioboo, or even to get involved in any kind of dialogue. And I sincerely hope that this particular Audioboo is going to go on longer than 3 minutes, and I'm going to test it by continuously recording until the previous limit has been reached. So if this issue is of no interest to you, please stop listening now. I'm going to describe the weather in Cork now, which is splendid. I see blue skies with a small number of clouds. I'm walking along a wet pavement because it rained overnight. In fact, it's been particularly wet recently. But feels lovely and dry at the moment, and I'm heading in the direction of E-Mobile, the telephone operator, the mobile telephone operator, which is a subsidiary of Aircom, the Irish telephone company. And I'm heading there because I want to. Oh dear, I've done something silly. I've walked across the road without looking in every direction. That was really, really bad of me. But anyway, the point is that I'm heading there in order to see if I can extend my contract with them and walk out of the shop with a new telephone, or a new smartphone to be properly, give it its proper name. I use Apple 4S, and it's severely cracked. I kind of wish that I could take photographs of how badly cracked it is on the iPhone itself, but that's not technically possible. But I could, of course, take them on other ways. But it's about the most cracked iPhone that I've ever seen in my life, and it functions perfectly. I'm saying it's cracked front and back. It has functioned perfectly, with one exception, which has nothing to do with it being dropped, I think, and that's that the loudspeaker function on it doesn't work, which means that I always have to go around with earbuds in my ears in order to hear what's on there, and that's very awkward. But since I went to the Web Summit in Dublin in 2012 with a very cracked iPhone and haven't done anything about it in the previous year, I feel a little bit like it's time I did something. A year is a long time in the life of an iPhone, and it's definitely time to do something about it. I'm not going to wait for the next Apple phone to be released, because they'll be, as we all know, or as most people know, they'll be released in drip drabs. Will be drip-fed the new one, and this is the scarcity method of marketing, in which a whole lot of people go around saying, hey, I got one, I got the latest one, and a whole lot of jealousy is whipped up, and people find that, although they previously didn't want the product, that they really want to get in as an early adopter. So, very clever. I thought a long time ago that Apple were just not good at supply chain management, but I now think that they're, like a lot of things, very good at things and very deliberate. So I'm not sure if I will find evidence to support that view in the Jacobson's, I think that's his name, biography of Steve Jobs, which I started to read not that long ago, but I'm afraid I haven't got much further than Steve Jobs at about the age of 22 or 3, when the Apple II was being incredibly successful. And Jobs himself was feeling a little bit that it was about time he got identified with the product rather than his business partner was. Now, where on earth, I think I may have walked past the shop, the E-Mobile shop. It just shows that the E-Mobile shop doesn't have a big gaudy sign outside that says, you know, coming to me. It's Patrick Street in Cork is a very cluttered place, in my opinion. It's had a makeover a few years ago, and I kind of wish that it could all be simplified. It's got a lot of furniture, street furniture, which to me makes a street which is on top of a river lose some of its native charm. There's the Aircom Meteor site, which seems to have, maybe that's why I missed it, maybe they've changed E-Mobile to Aircom Meteor. But I don't think so. I'm going to find that out. I think I'll find that. Hello. Excuse me. I'm looking for the E-Mobile shop. You've rebranded.
We just got shopped and nothing to do with it.
When did you changeover?
Last week.
Last week? Right, right. Oh, let me just stop this then. Well now, how interesting. The reason I missed the e-mobile shop is that they have been closed for a week and they have now reopened as Aircom Meteor. Now, I don't know what used to happen. I think they had a kind of sub-brand. Aircom Meteor had a sub-brand called e-mobile, and that served its purpose, I presume, to them, and they're now simplifying so that there's Aircom for broadband and home telephone. And they have Meteor for the mobile telecommunications. So all that is very interesting. The man in there, I have to say, in the, because I thought first of all that the staff had all changed, but no, they're the same staff, he assures me. But the man in there was very helpful, because I've come out of the shop discovering that discovering that 4G is on its way to Cork. In fact, it's already in Cork, and if I had an Android phone, I'd already have it. So for once, I feel kind of jealous of the Android tribe. But the Androids have got 4G already, but Apple haven't released goodness knows what, the man told me, and it won't be until January or after Christmas or January. Hopefully there won't be any slippage on that, because he explained to me that the poor reception that I get in certain pockets around the place is likely to improve, because on the new SIM card, the what used to drop when I didn't get 3G, now I'll get 3G in those kind of places. I might get only 4G in certain places, but at least I'll get 3G in more places than I'm getting it at present, and that will satisfy me a lot.
Just going to the bank.
The other thing about it is that I was given information which made me think, oh look, I'm not going to bother going to one of the other phone companies. Incidentally, the Meteor people don't have any Apple 5s, and I've been given the impression that Apple are not going to be supplying the 5, and that they're only going to be supplying the 5S and the whatever it's called, 5C, I think, in future. So Apple will have the 4S, the 5S, and the 5C. I call 5C the fingerprint model. Anyway, this is actually going extremely well, because I've got remaining on this, I've got 7 more minutes. And if you haven't turned off by now, I have absolutely no idea what I'm going to say next, except that I've had to swallow the disappointment of now having to take this particular phone with me to Dublin and talk to various people with something that will be a topic of conversation. So that's a slight distraction from wanting to talk to a, you know, a high potential Irish startup about their business, when they look at my phone and say, oh my goodness, what happened to your iPhone? And I have to tell that story several times. But anyway, it kind of builds rapport when you have to talk about that kind of thing first. And I'm not the kind of person who goes up to somebody and launches into, you know, probing questions at the minute. I've just passed the butcher shop. Hello. I just want to thank you for that lovely pit of beef that you gave me recently. It was tremendous, and my in-laws were very impressed.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. See you again. That is somebody who is the same name as me, O'Mahony, but he's no relation. And that is the person, that butcher, who I believe to be the best in Cork, where they hang their meat, or most of their beef, for 28 days, and I think that makes a huge difference to how good the meat is. The sinews, or whatever you call them, break down more, and I just love that shop. The butcher in there doesn't speak very much. His woman, I assume is his wife, is very nice and chatty, but I have no difficulty with people who don't talk very much at all. They're very interesting as well. And so there we are. That's life. I'm going to stop. I'm utterly thrilled that this appears to be recording this far. But so, on the day that I'll go to the Web Summit by a very, very special train from Cork, I'm at least going without the worry that my Audioboo account has been cut back. And for that, you know, I'm very, very grateful. Okay, thanks very much for listening this far. It's Paul O'Mahony, brand sociologist at Change Agents. That's what I do for a living, Change Agent Branding. But Paul O'Mahony, myself too. All the very best. Bye-bye.